Good day. This is Paige Estritori with your weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, Australia's go-to source for personal and business insurance. Let's delve into the headlines shaping our industry. Firstly, intense weather conditions are troubling the insurance industry. The Insurance Council of Australia's latest report starkly outlines a significant surge in extreme weather-related claims. Totaling a whopping 156,802 claims, culminating in $2.19 billion in losses. Insurer profitability is dwindling, with returns dropping from $5 to merely $1.50 per hundred in premiums over the past decade. Devastating occurrences such as the Christmas storms and Cyclone Jasper are underlining flooding as a serious hazard. The pressing need for strategic planning and resilience measures has been highlighted to the government to abate core risks and refine insurance affordability. Prompt alterations in policy can provide medium to long-term benefits, solidifying a strong insurance sector that is fundamental to capital investment and reinsurance. As we move along, the industry is being beckoned to modernize and embrace artificial intelligence due to its untapped potential. Hyper-exponential, in its State of Pricing report, notes that colossal amounts of time are wasted on manual data input and creation of new pricing models. The incompetency of outdated tech inhibits optimal data-driven decisions, even becoming a barrier to profitability for some. HyperExponential's HX Renew platform is currently processing over $45 billion in premiums annually, demonstrating the crucial need for technological advancements in our sector. Switching gears, we highlight the outcome of an insurance dispute over canceled flights. A claimant's request for reimbursement from Chubb Insurance, following his parents' canceled flights originating from Israel, was rejected as the disruption was deemed an incident of war and terrorism. This case accentuates the critical role of comprehending insurance exclusions, especially in circumstances of geopolitical volatility. A stern reminder of the often rigid interpretations applied in such disputes. Lastly, our cybersecurity defenses are coming under the microscope. The Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA, is raising the alarm for insurers to bolster their fortifications. Strong identification and authentication protocols are being demanded to thwart identity falsification. Firms have to rectify insecure configurations promptly while maintaining privileged account records. Regular security tests and stringent reporting are strongly advocated, showcasing APRA's deep-seated commitment to enhancing cyber defenses, aligning it with the universal regulatory trends. That's all for this week. As these matters progress, we'll be right here at Financial Services Online, keeping you informed. Head over to financialservicesonline.com.au for more insights and updates in the insurance industry. I'm Paige Estritori, and I'll be back with more next Wednesday. Stay safe and informed, Australia.